Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man accused of being a serial church burglar used his phone to search, quote, where do church keep money, police say. Other searches included, quote, do churches have safes, S-A-F-E apostrophe S, like plural, and also, quote, how to cut shirt into a mask, end quote. That is Jeremy Lang, a 20-year-old who was arrested last week. He burglarized a Pensacola church, according to the police. Seven churches in the area were burglarized between September 24th and October 12th. And that search of his cell phone, well, they found all those internet searches. Where do church keep money? Where do church keep money indeed? And he was charged with burglary, drug possession, obstructing justice, gun and burglary tools possessions, and in a bunch of other charges, including five church burglary and criminal mischief charges, three counts of larceny, one count of motor vehicle burglary. He is presently jailed on $270,000 bond. Where do police keep criminals?
In the jails, apostrophe S.
J-A-I-L apostrophe S, in the jails. That's right. Oh, boy. Oh, this is not how to solve this problem. A Florida woman pulls a gun on an Uber driver who wouldn't let her dog in the car. What? Okay, some people don't like dogs in their cars. I get it, you know, but this is not how you do it. So apparently, according to Fox 13, an Uber driver in Polk County was dropping off passengers, and this woman became irate because the Uber driver was dropping off passengers at 8 p.m., they asked if they could buy another ride and have their friend ride with them. She tried to get in her car with the dog. The Uber driver said he can't have the animal in his vehicle. I get it, because people have allergies and all this stuff. So she literally grabbed her purse and pulled a gun. Then the driver grabbed his cell phone. The driver tried to get away, but she, Jasia Owens, stopped him from leaving. Investigators say he flagged down a bystander when he was able to leave. They found a 9mm SIG under a vehicle in the driveway of a nearby home. She's got if you were wondering if she had a long criminal history, yes, it does. It includes aggravated assault, grand larceny, and battery. And then she was charged with armed robbery, a life felony. How is she owning a dog? Right? Like, I would just think that dog's probably seen some stuff.
Some voters, though, might ask, you've been in the White House for 4 years. You were vice president, not the president. But why wasn't any of that done for the last 4 years?
Well, there was a lot that was done, but there's more to do, Anderson. And I'm pointing out things that need to be done, that haven't been done, but need to be done.
There are things that weren't done, but were also needed to be done, and things, stuff that. Unburdened by the things that weren't done, by doing the things that weren't done and making them things that are done, is that thing. You know, if the person interviewing her is just silent, she just will keep talking. It's hysterical. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this third hour. Oh, man. She lost Dana Bash last night. Audio sent by 12. She did not do well this town hall. She lost her. Listen, this is bad.
I'll just tell you what I'm hearing from people who I have been talking to. And that is that if her goal was to close the deal, they're not sure she did that. And, you know, some people have asked, is she being held to a different standard? Maybe, but that's maybe the world that she's living in. And on the question of who she is, people are understanding that a little bit more. But what she will do, the question about her legislative priorities, name one, there wasn't one. You know, some more of her personality and her sort of character questions about your weaknesses or what mistakes did you make? Not necessarily the answers there.
Yeah, they weren't there. I mean, it was just a really bad, bad. It was bad. There's no other way to put it. It was bad. It was just so bad. How is this so bad? Oh my gosh, it was so bad. I don't know. They were in what was it, Chester Township. She had 75 minutes. How can you not sell yourself in 75 minutes? And Kane was right. This was supposed to be like her. Well, I don't know if the campaign was presenting it this way. Media definitely was. Her closing argument. I mean, this is like the swing state of swing states. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can't. This was so bad. I think that they realized just how horrible of a candidate she is while it was happening. But it was they all had to keep their poker face because I think they would rather have this than they just have a personal dislike of Trump. I don't know anybody in the audience that seemed enthusiastic. The analysis following her appearance didn't seem enthusiastic. Nobody walked away from this thinking that she had it in the bag and that she did well. Nobody. None of the talking heads at CNN. I mean, she's been, how long has she been doing this now? A couple months. And all she has, if you're asking her, well, what's your policy on this? But Trump. But okay, that doesn't make sense. What is your policy on, you know, the economy? But Trump. What is your policy with regards to foreign policy? But Trump. Everything is but Trump with her. Nothing is her own. She has nothing. Nothing. There's nothing. I mean, it's actually embarrassing. I mean, she's got to have more than this. Like Audio Soundbite 7. This is what her response. This was so bad. Oh my gosh. Just play it. Oh gosh.
So I may not be quick to have the answer as soon as you ask it about a specific policy issue sometimes, because I'm going to want to research it. I'm going to want to study it. I'm kind of a nerd sometimes, I confess. So I may not be.
Oh, my. Give me a second. Kind of a nerd sometimes. What does that have to, you're not. That's like a chick putting on glasses and thinking that that alone makes her a nerd. No, you're not a nerd. This is part of your job. You're supposed to know these things, not learn them on the job. You may not have the answer. I mean, I understand that maybe you need help from advisors in terms of the best strategy because you're trying to see what the best strategy is, but not because you don't know what the answer would be. You should at least have an answer. I have to research things. What would you have to research? Is that what she couldn't answer on tax policy?
Yep.
I'm a nerd like that. Oh, you're a look. Like, I don't have to research these things for my job. I'm a nerd like that because I want to know what the hell I'm talking about before I do law on it. Oh, my gosh. And then she laughs. Nobody else laughed. Did you know it? Notice that? Nobody else laughed. That is so awkward. Really bad. Really bad. All of this was horrible. She just, it was word salad. Even Van Jones claimed it was like complaining about it. And there is 75 minutes of not answering a question. More salad than a salad bar. And I don't know. I mean, He, like, Anderson Cooper kind of gently pressed back on her on some things, but then when he was asking her about price gouging, there was a point when she was like, well, Trump didn't want to come out to the CNN town hall, which was not an answer to, that's not an answer to that. That's, again, it's another but Trump. It was another but Trump moment. And it just, when, if you have to stop and take a moment to research something, that also means that you're not quick enough on your feet, because sometimes you have to make really quick decisions. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of a nerd. Got to research it. Oh my gosh. I had a friend go ask if she ever took an extemporaneous speech class at any point during her college career. No way she did. There's no way. No way. She cannot think on her. She's not quick-witted. She's not quick-witted. She is not a quick-witted thinker. She can't act on her feet. She just can't do it. I mean, this is, it's just bad. It was bad. I think that it was so bad. It was bad when she was, I'm looking at some of the audio we have, when they were talking about her her immigration. Like, for instance, this was, was this audio soundbite, I think this was 3. when she was flip-flopping back and forth on it? Okay, do the yesterday.
Let me be very clear. I'm not going to vote for a wall under any circumstances. I am not for a wall. They're not jumping over walls. So the idea that we're going to sell this thing to the American public and require the taxpayers of our country to pay $5 billion for something that will not deliver what he is suggesting we need is ridiculous, and I will not support it.
It does call for $650 million that was earmarked under Trump to actually still go to build the wall.
I'm not afraid of good ideas where they occur.
You know, so you don't think it's stupid anymore?
I think what he did and how he did it did not make much sense because he actually didn't do much of anything. I just talked about that wall, right? We just talked about it. He didn't actually do much of anything.
But you do want to build some wall.
I want to strengthen our border.
That's not what he was asking. He could not get her. He could not get, I mean, you know, I'm sure you're shocked, an answer from her on this. But you want to build some wall because you were talking about how dumb it is. And now you're saying you want to do it. I just want to secure our border. Does that include building a wall? Yes or no? It's how do you not? I would not have let her gone. I would have dragged her out on that. There's no way. I would have just been like, we're going to stay here all damn day for the whole 75 minutes until you answer this question. And we're going to make it as uncomfortable as possible. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. A voter asked her about who's going to pay for what in terms of subsidies to, I mean, I just gave you last hour, we went through how many billions we're paying just fiscal year 23, the numbers that came out. Listen to this. This was a voter question to her last night.
Regarding the rapid increase in the migrant population, how will you ensure that every immigrant is integrated into American society safely? What benefits and subsidies will you provide them with? And how long will these benefits and subsidies last for an individual? Most importantly, will the American citizens' taxes pay for these benefits and subsidies? And if so, how much money will be allocated?
Well, thank you, Jackson. Let's start with this. America's immigration system is broken, and it needs to be fixed.
Platitudes.
And it's been broken for a long time.
No one's talking about that.
And
how do you
part of what we need to do is always prioritize what we need to do to strengthen our border. I will tell you, I'm the only person in this race among the two choices that voters have. I've personally prosecuted transnational criminal organizations.
You haven't.
In the trafficking of guns, drugs, and human beings. I have spent a significant part of my career making sure that our border
is
secure.
Answer the question.
And that we do not allow criminals in, and we don't allow that kind of trafficking to happen and come into our country. And as the...
Oh, my gosh.
As my opponent has proven himself, he would prefer
not
to
answer.
Run on the problem instead of fix the problem.
What the hell does this mean? She said, we're going to prioritize what we need to do to fix the border.
Yeah, what is that?
And that is? That is what? What is that? She didn't answer his question at all. At all. Andy McCarthy wrote about her greatly exaggerated prosecutorial record. And it is. She keeps saying that she's done all this stuff and she hasn't. There's some really good stuff over at NRO about that. But it's bad. Her overstatements, she didn't do any of that stuff that she talks about. I mean, this stuff is public. I don't even know what. That was not an answer. And that was pretty much like the whole, I mean, even Van Jones, this is what audio sound by 14. Listen to this.
Does she seem like somebody who is going to take seriously the problems of ordinary people and try to get an answer? And I think she passed that test. I think that the word salad stuff gets on my nerves. I think that some of the evasions are not necessary, but when she's talking about trying to get you a house, I believe
salad,
her
because it's not the word. That's her answer with everything is word salad. She has no answers. Oh, my gosh. How do you not answer that dude's question? How much money are you going to spend on it? Well, but Trump and we got to prioritize the things that we've got to do at the border. Well, no, Sherlock, our friends over at Kel-Tec, the P15. If you haven't gotten a Kel-Tec, if you haven't gotten the P15, you really need to. It is the lightest, thinnest, literally the lightest, thinnest double stack 9mm on the market. Nothing is lighter or thinner than this thing. And it is, nine. Like I said, double stack magazine. You don't lose the stopping power. and you don't lose any power at all. And it's super ultra concealable. It's from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. And the versions, it comes in a metal version and a polymer version. The metal version has the walnut wood panels, and you have the gator grip texture on the polymer. Two magazines, standard 15 round, minimal pinky extension. The other's a flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 for ultra concealability. Tritium and fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear, striker fire, smooth trigger, lifetime warranty. Again, it is from the inventors of this category and quality made right here in the US of A. Innovation, performance, and Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. It's the P15. Tell them that Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Washington College leaves its cursive logo behind because they said that it's too hard to read anymore because no one can read cursive because everybody's dumb. That's an actual headline. Not the everybody's dumb part. I added that because it's true. Nine monkeys mysteriously died at Hong Kong Zoo. I feel like this was that movie with Brad Pitt and 12 monkeys or something like that. The mammal section is temporarily closed. They're testing animals at Hong Kong's oldest zoological park. They're keeping a close watch. There's any monkey that is behaving unusually, because that's usually what happens. And then nine, it's the white-faced Saki species, nine of them. That's kind of crazy. The one was a Debraza's monkey, a common squirrel monkey, some weird monkeys. Anyway, they're all sick. Something's happening at the zoo there. There you go. I mean, I need to know specifically what time. I don't know. They're weird monkeys that nobody's never heard of. Let's see. This is a new level of hangry. An Everett man was accused of threatening to kill and eat two people. He looks like the type of dude who would actually do it. A Bedford County man, he's behind bars. He threatened to kill and eat two people. He was visiting a 41-year-old at his home. He threatened to kill him and himself and anyone who walks in or leaves. He was swinging axes at people. He also got an axe stuck in a wooden railing. He's charged with multiple offenses. They did finally arrest him, and he looks absolutely crazy. Hangry. Two more large-scale butter thefts. I had to say this very slowly. Butter thefts. This was in... Where is this? Where is Gulliff? Kane. Gulliff today. Wait. I'm Googling. Oh, it's Canada. It's in Canada. It's in Canada. So they had two big butter thefts. From North End, from grocery stores, they said two dudes entered and they placed a number of items in a cart. Three cases of butter, $936 for three cases of this butter. What is in it? And they said that the dudes were about 40 years old. They left. They entered another business. They placed four cases of butter. That was $958. So you're looking at several thousands of dollars of theft of butter, just particularly that type of butter. And the police there in Canada are like, we don't know if it's all related. Sounds like it is. And also why? Like, why specifically? I don't know. They didn't even tell you what type of butter it was. China has presented a 98-mile road entirely built by robots. I don't believe it. I don't believe anything that comes out. They said it's done by 10 machines and no humans at all. Sure, it'll be safe because there are still machines that the CCP made. So I don't know how safe it's going to be. I don't know. Japanese workers are turning to resignation agencies to quit their jobs because they refused. That's like a whole thing over there. Like when you work, you're like, there's like a whole class of people, you devote your whole life to your job. Very interesting story. So they actually have firms like leave their jobs for them. Songs dedicated to Doug Emhoff. It's Prodigies. Smack My Lady Up. That's what it's called. Sure.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Smack My Lady Up. I can't say what it is. We'll get complaints. Headline. Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, slapped me in the face so hard I spun around. I'm disgusted by his fake perfect spouse persona. The ex-girlfriend, has publicly spoken out now, finally. It was a 2012 event. By the way, that's not that long ago in the grand scheme of things. 2012 is when it happened. People act like he and Kamala have been married for like decades. It's actually, what, just in 2016, wasn't it? They're brand new. So it was at a celebrity event. It was at Cannes Film Festival in France. They were in the valet line, and he slapped her. They're only naming her as Jane. She didn't want to. She didn't want to comment on record, but his denial and his hypocrisy. She's like, it's too much. She said he's being held out to be the antithesis of who he actually is, and it's shocking. And there are pictures of them together at this Amfar gala in the south of France. She had booked tickets for them to attend the previous month, and he went with her, and her friends apparently corroborate it. He cheated on his first wife, remember, with the daughter's nanny that he impregnated. And then now he was former coworkers of his coming out saying, detailing harassment. And now this. Now the ex-girlfriend comes out. Nobody in the left wants to acknowledge this. They came out with this story from this chick who lied about this for, I don't know. She went and said that she went to Jeffrey Epstein's house in 1993, except he didn't live in that house until 1996. And she apparently got some other details wrong. And she was trying to say that, oh, and then we went to Donald Trump's house. And why would you come out with that now? I mean, it's just very convenient. It's just, they're all over that. They're all over the false accusation about Trump's remarks over this military burial and how the family of the military member and all of the people that were involved all denied that that ever happened. Yet the press ran with it anyway. Now they're silent on this. Oh my gosh, they're so quiet. Believe all women, right? Where are all the where's CNN or MSNBC reaching out to Jane, the ex-girlfriend of Doug Emhoff? She said, I mean, she was giving some pretty, she got very detailed. And she said that he was just aggressive and that's what ended up happening. And she was able to provide the itinerary, everything to corroborate. She had girl has receipts. I believe he slapped her. She's got all kinds of receipts. So she said that they had been at this thing, you know, this event, and I guess she said it was 3 a.m. They joined this long, chaotic line for a taxi outside of the Hotel du Cap. It was in southern France, it's where they had the Cannes Film Festival, so it's in, you know, the French Riviera. She said that she's had to go to the valet and give them $100 to get out of the line, and that they had all kinds of receipts. She said she put her hand on the valet's shoulder with her $100. Could you get my car as soon as possible? And she said apparently Doug misinterpreted that. He got out of line. He came up, turned her around, caught her off guard, and slapped her so hard she spun around. She said there had been no fight, no argument, none of that. And, you know, she said, and she said, I saw his dark side. His mask dropped. So that, I mean, is pretty, you don't do that and act like that out of nowhere. That's a pattern of behavior. Being a jackwagon like that and being abusive towards women is a pattern. You don't just all of a sudden do it. There's a pattern to it. And for him to, I mean, I kind of wonder if this isn't the only time that he ever did it. But nobody's asking him any questions. Nobody in the left wants to talk about it. I think that's one of the reasons why they came out with the stupid, lame stories with the John Kelly stuff and these other things, because I think they knew that this was coming. Honestly. Why is it that all the dudes on the left who always say that they're feminists, they're the ones who seem to be the most violent? But nobody's talking about this. Kind of interesting, is it not? No, instead he's like actually Hitler. And we got the groped story. I mean, you knew this was happening. That story's just fallen apart so much. It's the same reporters. It's the same allegations. The same thing that they tried to do back in 2016. They just try to get new people to do it. And it's, I mean, bad. They had, what is it? They literally just decided to just swap out names and keep up the same thing. They've done this to Clarence Thomas. They've done it to Kavanaugh. Now they're doing it with Trump again. I don't know. I don't. But, and I saw the lady talking and said she was a model at some point. I'm thinking when, but okay.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.